Welcome to the Freud's Angels podcast, where two highly intuitive women dig into everyday problems using our connection to the divine, psychology, and energy work.
We support you in your self-awareness, growth, and aid you in your shadow work. Now we're your hosts.
I'm Vanessa.
And I'm Grace. Let's get into the show. Hi, angels. Welcome. Vanessa, what episode are we on?
We're on 169.
Yay. Thanks. I never remember. Even though, whatever.
If I didn't write it down in the little book, I would never remember either. So it's why I open up my book and I'm like, what was the last one that I wrote down? And we'll just, as long as I can rely on myself to write something down every time and keep my notes, then I'll know.
Yeah. So we did something different today. Yeah. Because I think this whole retro has got us like kind of in a like a mental space of like, what? I don't know.
Yeah.
We started the day with internet problems and like we're just winging it from here. So
yeah.
You'll get something out of it. But I really think because we record this the day before the solar eclipse and you're gonna hear it 2 days after. So eclipse season will be over by the time you hear this. And so what we kind of decided to do was riff on, we ask spirit, we ask our oracle cards, what do we need to talk about in this podcast? What are the things we need to cover and how can we cover it? And I think Vanessa's card that she pulled was super connected to the process of coming out of eclipse and into like continuing in a Mercury retrograde, but getting all that forward energy from the eclipse, but what to do with it. Vanessa, I share what the card said with you. I would love the people to hear it. I think it's
yeah. Cool. So I pulled from the Wisdom of the Oracle card, which is, a deck, which is one of my favorite ones at the current moment. Obviously we're used to seeing my mermaid cards because they're my go to. But when we were talking about doing this, they were like, no. I already gave you our information for the day. So you've got to find a new deck. And I love this deck. And this card I did pull actually the other day when I was pulling for myself. And it is the Yang card. It's the number one card in the deck. The first one intentionally when they created the deck. And the graphic on it is this beautiful pair of hands. And it's got like this fireball in between it. And you can tell that the fireball is like rising. It looks like, you know, kind of like a rocket ship. You know, it's got like the flames underneath it, but because of the hands being there, I feel like that's where the real symbolism is, right? Like, that because when we think of the Yang energy and we think of like the kind of active, more active energy, the more, if you're going to use like a masculine or feminine, you know, you would use more masculine type energy terms. We're thinking of forward movement. We're thinking of blasting off. We're thinking of doing, right? Like, and getting into action mode. But the hands are signifying, you know, like the kind of gentle hold around it of it. They're not throwing it basically. Like it's like a slower, like guided movement. It looks like in the cards more than, you know, a blasting off, you know, just by itself, propelled by itself. And I think that that's what this is about. And this is, you know, where Grace was saying that it kind of ties in with the eclipse energy of, you know, and because we're in between eclipses, the energy of just, you know, kind of like when we move forward, we don't always have to do it with force. When we move forward, we don't always have to do it with, you know, massive amounts of energy and massive amounts of action. We can do it one foot in front of the other, however slowly we want to move our feet. You know, that's the thing that, you know, in my practice we talk about the most truly is process over progress and how we have to do things according to how we are most comfortable and we are going to succeed the best. And that's different for everybody. Some people are going to be closer to a goal than others when they start. And that's just it, right? And so we have to find your forward step versus somebody else's forward step. They're not necessarily going to be the same. So when we're coming out and we're talking about like our new energy and we're talking about what we've learned, when we are in Mercury retrograde, so we're having to be more like intentional and conscious and just kind of reflective, we are thinking about coming out of that with that energy of, having what have we learned and how do we take our time to implement it? Because that's the problem with most of the things that we do in our lives is that we try to do it too fast because we don't like the energy of want. We don't like the energy of patience. We don't like the energy of whatever negative thing we perceive is happening that makes us even want to take those steps. Right, so we're trying to get out of it as quickly as possible. Makes us miss things all the time. Makes us miss the process all the time, and so it doesn't stick. The process, it's like you have to mix the batter in order to get the freaking pancake. You can't just throw everything in the bowl and then throw it on the griddle. It's going to be a disaster. You have to mix it. So I feel like the card is like kind of telling us that, like, yeah, man, you probably have good ideas. You probably have been uncomfortable. I know I'm uncomfortable. I know I'm sitting in a whole bunch of like, you should do this, you should do that. How about this? Are you fulfilled in work? Are you fulfilled in where you live? Do you want to move somewhere else? Like all day long, every day, this is what my brain's doing to me. And I'm having to have this conversation of saying, I'm not afraid of movement. And that's not what's happening here. I'm not sitting in comfort and I'm not, limiting myself. That's not what's happening. But all of this is telling me that I want some change. So I have to be able to sit with it. I have to be able to be reflective. I have to be able to sort out all the emotions that are going with this so that when I make my actions forward, I'm not making them as a reaction. I'm making them as a very intentional, very process-based motion. Which is just going to be better for me, right? It's going to feel less stressful. It's going to feel more like flow if I do it that way versus, some of the other ways which I used to do things, which was, very much like a rocket ship and not one that's being held by these gentle hands, kind of guiding it nicely. So, yeah, I feel like that's where that came from. And it is certainly, as I said, it definitely tracks in my world
Yeah.
for sure.
And I think too is that, I don't know, we tend to, I mean, us being air signs, we're either like a very soft breeze or gale force winds. It's hard for us to be in that middle part where we're just kind of steady. It doesn't help with all the planetary things happening. And you were talking about eclipses. And so, I don't know, a couple cards. The first card that came out was surrender outdated beliefs about yourself. Well, I didn't like that card. So I was like, I don't want to do this one. Why? Because I feel like I've been attacked by my oracle cards today. And the next one that came out was surrender to obsessive thinking. Again, I'm like, I don't like that one either. And so then I switched decks because I'm like, I don't like what you have to say to me today. And
Yeah,
so,
we're not here for an ass beating. Thanks.
and then I pulled from the Gateway Oracle. I pulled Emerging into Grace, and I'm just like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, shut up. I think all of these apply. The Yang card, all of these apply because, right? So part of what I think we do, in eclipse season is something is highlighted to us, something is revealed about part of our operating system that isn't working, whether it's and while, like, for example, for Gemini and Libra, part of it is about relationships, our relationships, all relationships, like friends, romantic partners, business, whatever. And it may be about that, but it's always about our personal ideas and thoughts and beliefs around those things. I remember last year, one of the core themes of one of the eclipse seasons was the discovery of my self-punishing. And because I was like, spirit, I'm doing all the things. I don't feel like I can get, like, I'm doing all the things and I'm inviting it in, I'm allowing, I'm like, what is happening? Like, why can't I get through it? And so the first, the lunar eclipse happened, and ta-da, see, you've decided at age of whatever, 6, 7, that you were a horrible human and had to self-punish for your whole life, and you just continuously just put yourself in situations where you're just self-sabotaging, you're punishing yourself, you're not allowing that healing to happen, you're not allowing grace to come in, you're not allowing anything to happen, wealth, success, because you feel you don't deserve it. And that was like, and while I don't remember even what the theme of the eclipse was, that was like, oh, okay, that was a really big, strong, healthy root within me that affected what was in where the eclipse happened in my chart, as well as everything else in my life. Believe me, it had many tentacles. But when we're like in the first part of the eclipse season, it's about surrendering these types of beliefs, ideas, thoughts, you know, whatever we've decided. It's like cleaning our operating system, right? Because my operating system ran off the idea that I was undeserving of everything, love, kindness, success, all of it. And so it highlighted that for me so I could do the repairing. I could, like, you know, clean the hard drive, so to speak. I keep going back to computers because I've had an interview today. So I'm in computer land. My brain is there.
On the
So it's you know, that lunar eclipse is about that idea of like highlighting the shadow, like what's in our shadow, right? Because it's giving us a moment to see what's there and for us to kind of work with it, understand it, bring healing to it, allow it, shift it, whatever. And then, you know, you go into the obsessive thinking, the surrender of obsessive thinking. When we're in a Mercury retrograde and we're in an eclipse season, it's like it's obsessiveness is the thing, because everything that's happening is supercharged. So things are being highlighted to us through this lunar eclipse about our shadow, right? And so whatever we're seeing is supercharged. And so it feels like all of the things are on fire and all of the things that come up are intense. So it's not just like one thing we can handle and work with. It's like all the things are coming up. And with Mercury retrograde, you know, you think about it, Mercury, yes, it's about computers, it's about travel, it's about that kind of stuff, but it's also about our thinking, right? It's our thinking planet. It's our mental gymnastics that we do. And so when we're in a Mercury retrograde, you may find yourself, because it's that obsessiveness is coming up. And so when we're giving something to heal, or many things to heal, we get obsessive about it. We get myopic, and we don't kind of come out for air and look at the big picture. We get into this, like, I've got to do this. Like, I have an obsession that's happening right now about so many different things that I don't ever get a breath. Like, I don't ever get a chance to put things down. And that's what creates stress. That's what creates the reaction, like, to my internet today. Like, I could have handled it a couple of different ways. None of them are wrong, but because I'm in obsession with a few other things in my life, like the idea of moving, like I'm obsessed about it right now, and my brain is like likes to hang on to something to do, because when I'm trying to be resting and not giving it a lot to do, it gets crazy. So it's noticing where you are obsessing and what that obsession means. So for me, the moving, there's a lot of fear, there's a lot of scared, a lot of unknown, and then I get into obsessiveness, so I try to control everything, I try to fix everything, make everything very stable, but that's because I fear the unknown. Like, I want to control the outcome, but I can't. And so what my brain will do is give me reasons why I'm not going to do it, and all right, it'll set me up so I can't do it, and because it's the only way it can control the outcome. And so when you're talking about, you know, the Yang card, stepping into this idea of solar eclipse happens, right? It's a go time. It's a newness. You're giving a new beginning. But then you're halted by this Mercury retrograde that is like, nope, not yet. Pause, pause. Like, and so you have this energy of new beginnings, and you're like, yeah, let's create it. And then all of a sudden, like, there's this mud that you zoom into this mud and this quagmire of yuck. And it's like, how
Zooming into the mud is exactly what it feels like.
But if we don't zoom into it and we kind of are mindful about how to walk around the mud, it's also giving us a chance, because I feel like giving a chance of new beginnings from the solar eclipse in a retrograde season is telling us, yes, this is a new beginning for certain parts of your life, but there's more information and more things you need to sit with before you can actualize what you're trying to actualize, right?
Yeah, 100%.
It's about getting a really clear, like, that's why I think this is so intense, is because you're not just getting like a revelation of some shadow stuff, and you're not getting a chance of new beginnings. You're getting a chance of a new beginning with like 1,000% awareness, the reality of the new beginning, rather than the idea of sitting in the fun and the excitement, and you're like, woo, let's go. It's like, oh, let's go, but oh shit, this could happen. Like, you see, like, it's like the clarity of what could happen. You're giving, it's like the things, the possibilities, the shadow and the light are being exposed in these new beginnings, and especially during this retrograde. So understand, write the inspiration down. Write the, what are you, I see you laughing over there. What are you laughing at?
You don't know that I just wrote it down. Like, literally, I finished writing and you were like, write it down. And I was like, I gotta write more. Sorry, I mean, I was literally over here listening, taking, it was like I was taking direction.
Oh, sometimes you just need this, right?
Yeah, that's a good thing
Comedy
we
break.
decided to do it this way. I feel like it's great.
Oh my gosh. So it's about fleshing out your relationship with it, because sometimes when we are on a new beginning or starting something new, we get excited and we romanticize it, right? We think that if this happens, then everything will be fine. Everything will be fine if this can happen, and this will happen if we do this. But if we sit with it, write the ideas down, write the inspirations down, really kind of sit in that space of seeing how you feel about it, having it reveal to you your relationship to it and why you want to do it. So many times, those of us who are seeking less suffering will have an idea and run with it without sitting with it long enough to see if it's something you really want to do. Because we're excited about it, it's newness, it's possibility, and there's a part of us has convinced us if we do this, then we'll be fine. Everything will be great. But that's the part of us that wants to control it, because it knows that your heart's really not in it, but if your brain tells you enough that you are, then you can do it, but that's how it controls you to prevent you from moving forward. So this is a really truth-telling, kind of honest time with the ideas that you're receiving, with the newness, to really move forward with that intention, right? Move forward with that slow, deliberate yang energy of moving forward, of understanding, like, you can't just zoom off into the mud. It's like you have to take one step at a time and then look where you step. Like, every step you take, kind of like observe. Do I like this path? Is this path still connected to me? And giving you a chance to kind of get into your heart. Part of retrograde is about resting, right? We have all the re's, the reevaluating, resting, rejuvenating. I have taken that whole rest thing to like such a degree that I'm like, I just want to sleep. Like, I just want to lay down. I just want to lay down all the time. I don't want to do anything. I just want to rest. I feel like I need to be on off mode, but in the stillness, because that's what the emerging into grace says, right? You open your soul to grace. You can only do that in the stillness of rest. That's why this combination is a lot of alchemy happening, but it's uncomfortable because we are always wanting to be in the energy of newness, of hope, of driving forward, of all this, because it feels good. It's less like the suffering and more like wee, and it's easier to cope with, and it is because of what's internal. So long story short, because you all know I could just freaking talk about this forever, but when we are in this moment, whatever comes up for you, really be deliberate. Check in with yourself at every moment. Take the time to sit with it rather than take actions. Sit with the idea. Allow the awareness, the knowledge of what's coming, the understanding of it and why you want to do it and why it feels new, and having a deliberate decision of what to do with it. It could be just that it's there because it's going to spawn a different idea and eventually. But be gentle with yourself. This is coming back to like Sunday's reading for the week. Gentleness is so important in this moment because whether there's belief systems about yourself, outdated beliefs, right? All the things you're coming to this big, huge culmination of awareness. And so gentleness is important.
Yeah, and I think, like what I was writing down, because we in our pregame we talked about a lot of stuff that like that's going on because of being in between eclipses and retrogrades and just like world events. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's going on. Like, there was a friggin' earthquake in New Jersey the other day. New Jersey's not equipped for earthquakes. I mean, and it's weird, you know what I mean? There's a center here in South Carolina that has little earthquakes like on a regular basis right now. It's like, there's stuff that's going on that like gets in our heads and gets us, like it's all energetic stuff that's moving, and we don't know what to do with it, right? Like, we don't know what to do with that nervous energy that seems to be happening. But we were talking in our pregame about some of the stuff that's been coming up, and we were talking about dreams and what I had written down. I'm just gonna go right ahead and read it. I wrote, "Dreams about past relationships to make better choices ahead," and reflect, like underlined, because I've, like you had said, we talked about it, like, we're it's the Libra full moon was in Aries, and Libra and Aries are on the opposite side of the zodiac, and so, like, it's opposite type stuff, but we're talking about relationships, and we're talking about polarity, and we're talking about like rights and wrongs and blacks and whites and all this kind of like this stuff. And I don't mind sharing. One of the dreams that I had was, like, it was last night actually. My favorite ex, everybody knows everybody. I feel like everybody maybe has a favorite ex, somebody that, it was all right, like, or whatever. This was my first real boyfriend. He was great, and like, there were reasons why we weren't together. We stayed friends for a really long time after that. But in my dream last night, he was a villain, like, just really bad, just really mean, and like playing games with me, and taking things and hiding and stuff. And I woke up and was like, what on earth is happening here? This is not even like, there's no shred of reality in this dream, right? Like, never, ever, ever did this person ever do anything to hurt me. And it was just like, oh my God. And dreams, last week, and like lots of stuff about relationships. And y'all know I talk about it all the time. Like, I feel like I reincarnated this time to work on relationships, because it just keeps happening over and over again that I have to keep learning about it, right? And I feel like, the contemplation that I'm having to go through during this time period in my real life, and apparently in my past life, of saying, like, how are you gonna change these things, right? Like, I was talking to a friend the other day, and I was just like, I was giggling a little bit about how I haven't really had a lot of healthy relationships, but it's not funny. You know what I mean? Like, it was kind of like, oh, because of my choices. And it was like, that's not funny. That's like not good. That's something that we do. We keep saying we want to shift, but are you really learning, or are you just full speeding ahead when you're ready to do something different, right? Like, are you doing something different with intention, or are you just going out there to see how different you'll be, right? And there's a big difference between those two energies, and whether or not I'm doing that is something I feel like I'm reflecting on right now, being like, very interesting to be, kind of in this space and having it brought to me, right? Like, I didn't intentionally sit down and go, what am I going to work on this eclipse season, right? Like, what am I going to do? It was like, it just came in. Everything just keeps coming into my face. I'm not trying. If anything, I'm probably trying to avoid it. It's uncomfortable. It just keeps coming back, so, like, I get it, like, I get the ideas of being like, all right, like, we're wanting to work on this, but we're not needing to speed on it. We're not needing to go. It's not about action in terms of how to get to the end. It's about action and like what is the next thing that's in front of you that you can clear, learn about, like being more intentional about. It's building that staircase to the goal instead of just saying like, oh, well, I know everything about the goal. Let's just go get the goal. Like you don't, clearly, right? Because those dreams that I had, I'm still sorting through them. They were intense. They had a lot of things about them, and I remembered them, which made it be like, well,
Maybe it's important to remember.
exactly. I don't remember the ones I guess I'm not supposed to remember. So, like for me, I feel like that definitely, and all of the cards that you pulled make sense, the negative self-beliefs of like, oh, the choices I've made, like obsessive thinking, I tend to get obsessive about the things that happened in the past or the people in the past or even people in my present, and how they're showing up or what they need to do or what they're not doing. And like just having the grace going forward, of saying like you are learning. Everybody's always learning. The world is always changing. Like these things don't have to be awful. There'll be periods of it feeling awful, but it doesn't have to be all an awful process. You can take that different perspective and say like, okay, this is a time for growth. This is a time for creation, right? Like the action being a creation action versus a running forward action is like nice. Like when you're talking about mud, I was thinking about, those things that you see on YouTube of like the guys that make like huts with mud. And it's like it takes forever for them to do it. See, they speed up the video and stuff like that, but it's like running into the mud and seeing what you can do during the mud time, feels like that. Like what am I creating with this mud? This particular mud that I was put in, during this retrograde season. What do I do with it? What hut am I going to build with it? Versus, oh no, like I'm stuck in the mud and, all these terrible things. I could easily obsess about these dreams. I could obsess about the people in these dreams, but I'm more interested in how they can support my process going forward of evolving relationships and evolving myself in relationships and the kinds of relationships I participate in.
And I too have had similar dreams about friendships. Mine was more friendships, and I had a dream about a friend who we kind of fell out of touch, and been thinking about her a lot, and I've been, she's been on my mind, and I've reached out a couple times, and either she just doesn't want to talk, or she's not getting them, or whatever the reason is, it doesn't matter. And I was just like, why am I getting all these like moments where she comes to my mind? And is it me letting go and just being like wishing her soul the best and on their journey? Or is it that, it's those conversations about what is happening? But that friendship was a very close friendship that I created codependency in. It was my fault. It suffered with my growth and my changing, and so there's a lot of conversation and a lot of, I don't know, thoughts about what does this mean, and how, what is spirit trying to tell me or show me. And it's just and it's just but it's also asking for it to unfold in the way that it needs to, right? Because I don't know, I have no idea.
And like kind of it's just examine taking it apart like with grace and without, feeling like it's like a science project. More just kind of being like, huh, what does that make me think of? like gently. Like, huh, okay. Is this about fear? Am I fearful that I'm going to do the same thing? And that's, this is a cautionary thing. Like what's underlying here, like with gentleness and curiosity. But yeah, very, very funny, like, 'cause again, like it's kind of like, geez, nothing else is coming in this strong. I'm not dreaming about my jobs. Like, well, that's one of the things that's on my plate right now, being like, Do you have to do anything there? Do you have to shift anything there? Well, those aren't the dreams I'm having. So, you know what I mean? Like,
Same here, because like I've just in that, like I said in the beginning, like reviewing, I don't know where and I sent it, so said it, so it could have been in the reading, I don't know, I don't remember anymore. But like part of my review is my professional life, you know, my professional facing life and what that is, and like reviewing of what the things I'm not going to do any longer and the things that I need to put down and let go of. And you know, it's interesting. But it's also about relationships in those spaces, because I don't want to, like, it's not me just leaving the relationships. It's me just leaving that function within our friendships, within my relationships with people, and kind of figuring things out. And I think part of that, but again, like I'm not scheduling any meetings or anything like until after retrograde to talk about it. Like I've brought it up, but not to discuss what's moving forward, because I know things can change. And
yeah, sure.
again, when we're in spaces where we've had trauma or we've had suffering, we hate it when things change so much. And that's why these moments in the astrological calendar feel so fucking challenging, right? It feels so challenging to be here, because it's like I just figured it all out and now I gotta try again. Like it feels overwhelming, because I'm there too sometimes. Some days I'm just like, really, really, we have to do this again? Why are we here? Why? But I also get that I'm asking for my evolution. I'm asking for myself to heal and to move forward and to do the things that are important to me, or figure out what those things are. And I'm asking for them. And so spirit's like, you've been asking for this, and this is the way we need to do it. So like, why? And I see that in the resistance to the upset and to the uncomfortableness of change, like it's like I prevent it prevents me from moving forward, because I resist what I'm asking for. Because we
Sure,
want it
'cause
to
it
be
gets
all like
uncomfortable.
sunshine and roses, but it's not always sunshine and roses.
Yeah, and just because it's not sunshine and roses doesn't mean it's freaking, the worst thing ever either, right? Like that's where perspective comes in to be like, this is uncomfortable. Absolutely, 100%. I feel like I'm on fire, right? Like literally feel like I'm on fire. However, right? Like how I perceive this matters, right? Like I can feel uncomfortable or I can feel on fire, and those two things are different within me, right? Like and when I say I'm on fire, I'm actually choosing to see the perspective of something negative, right? For me anyway, like that's what I say, whereas, like this is uncomfortable, this sucks. Of course it's going to be uncomfortable though. This is work you haven't done before. Everything's uncomfortable that you haven't done before. You tried to learn how to play soccer, uncomfortable, but you wanted to try. Like it's okay. It's not the end of the world to be uncomfortable. It's a motivating factor, of course, to be like, okay, I do want to figure this out, because while I know that uncomfortable isn't the greatest thing, or I don't have to be afraid of it, I also want to be in it less. I do, right? Like that duality can exist. And so if I want that, then what am I going to do about it? Am I going to choose to learn new things, or am I going to choose to not learn new things? Because it is my choice. And I feel like right now I'm into it. Like I'm into being thoughtful. I'm into being a little bit brave, in these areas, and just checking in with myself. I don't know how everybody else is feeling in that space, but for me, I'm like, okay. I'm a little freaking tired of that kind of stuff. So, all right, let's try something else, because what could be worse? Like you're probably not going to do it worse, right? Because you have learned some lessons. You're probably not going to do it worse. So let's just go out there and gently, step by step by step, check in with yourself, try some things, have some conversations even. That those are steps. I think that sometimes we do forget what action is. Action is contemplation. Action is See, looking around. Action is having conversations with people or observing people. That is action. And so if we can see all of these things as action, then it's easier to be in yang energy. It's not uncomfortable to feel like you have to push yourself into like actual action as we understand it. If you can pull back and get a perspective of, the work that you're doing is all action, then you're feeling like you're doing something.
And I, as you were saying, like, I'm too tired to take action, so that's fine. Like, at
100%.
this point, I'm like, I'm so tired, I can't do anything. Like, and spirit probably knows that. That's why it made me tired. That's why it's like, you're not gonna sleep. Like, it's resting good. Yeah, sleep not consistent, but no.
Yeah, right. Like, we're not gonna do any dreaming. We're just gonna do some laying.
So, yeah. But regardless of what's come up in this season for you, regardless of the things that have been highlighted, I invite you to ask, allow grace to come in for all of those things. And understand that you are not the things that come up, right? We tend to like embody all of the things that show up in these moments, like the frustration and the, oh, I did this, or oh, I found that wounding, or oh, whatever. And we, it's like we go into it, but we forget that we are not that part of our life. We are who we are. We're humans, we're beings having this human experience, and things are going to happen. We're going to make decisions that in hindsight weren't great, but in that moment it was the only decision you really thought to make. And it's like just letting go of the judgment of the self, like, right? Inviting in that grace, inviting in that kindness, that thoughtfulness, that gentleness that we keep talking about, in the sense of like, wow, okay, observing and say, yeah, okay, maybe that wasn't the best decision in hindsight, but now we know. Now it's not a decision that we're ever going to make again because of having been there. It's we think we have to be in our mess sometimes to heal it. We don't. We can just acknowledge it and say, ooh, that wasn't great. And we can bring in love and healing and compassion and grace for all of it. We don't have to be in it all the time. That's where I found myself a lot of on my journey a lot of the time. I thought I had to be in it. I thought I had to like lament and pay penance because of all the things that I did or didn't do. And you don't have to. You don't. You can kind of bring in that grace and forgiveness for yourself. It's okay to do that.
100%.
Doesn't mean you're not learning the lesson. It doesn't mean that you're not aware and regretful of some of the things that may have happened because of decisions. It's not that, and it doesn't mean that you're not a good person. So just be really aware of the outdated self-beliefs that are showing up when you discover some of this shadow work. I think it's really important. So.
Yeah, for sure. Like we talked about in last week's episode about, we love to come with our information that we have today and go backwards and be like, oh, how dare you not know that? Like, you only know that you're only doing that today because of what you learned. So, right? Like we don't need to do that. We don't need to bring that energy in when we can have the grace to be able to say exactly like what you just said. Okay, I'm learning. It's what happens. That's it. That's the radical acceptance of it. Like I didn't have it then and I have it now and that's okay.
Absolutely. So, sending you all love and grace and kindness and gentleness on your journey through this rest of this retrograde, now that we're out of the eclipse season. Hopefully it'll level out a little bit. It won't be so intense and extreme. If you need help with any of it, please, you know where to find us. And we're here to help.
Yay.
Talk to you later. Love you guys.
Love you.
If you were triggered by anything said in this podcast, please dial 911 or go to your local emergency room.
To more deeply understand your unique emotional reaction to today's podcast, I'd love for you to connect with me. You can find me at vanessaperrycounselor@gmail.com or at www.vanessaperry.net.
And If you wish to take your healing further through energy work or channeling angels or the highest level beings, please reach out to me, Grace, at graceevergreen.com or graceevergreen@outlook.com. And always remember, you are loved,
you are worthy,
and the world needs your light.